joined on the line as we are at least once a month from our friends at United Way of Greater Lorain County. President and CEO Ryan Aroney is there with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here. There's lots of things going on. You've got a lot of collaboratives working, we've talked about many times like that. Are all of them, and maybe that's hard to sort of judge, but do they kind of report and think there's still things that they're actively doing? Or, I mean, they still have people to serve, but I would assume that through these tough times or whatever, they maybe have to scale back. But I assume all of them are kind of still doing things to help the folks in the community.
Yeah, they're all still going. We have 10 community collaboratives that actually includes over 150 partners. And, you know, to varying degrees, depending on the types of programming they do, you know, we've had to scale certain things back, but we've adjusted and adapted just like everybody else. You know, all of our meetings are virtual, but whenever we can do programming in person, we still are. We've done them in, you know, drive-through, drop-off types of ways or socially distant. You know, we're partnered with the school districts, and in some of those districts, they're back in person, so we're able to get some programming there. Some of the districts were remote, so how do we adapt the messaging and the language and the programming to the new remote way? But yeah, all 10, all 150 partners still engaged and still, you know, working to meet the needs that are out there. They're not going away, and as you know, in many cases, they've you know, gotten worse over this pandemic.
Well, right, when you're people that are in need of, you know, financial help in some sort of way, or health issues or things like that, even schooling. So it's really impacted a lot of the things that you work so well with the different collaboratives. What are some of the, now one of the things prior, Craig, when I got a little prep from Ryan, he mentioned the tax word already. Here we are, November 11th, and we're thinking about the tax prep. What stage are you in at this point, and what can you offer? That.
Yeah, you know, taxes, it's one of our core programs, Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition, which we're really proud to lead. And it never really ends, quite honestly. We wrapped up tax season. Of course, this year it looked different. There was an extension on the deadline. Even now, we continue to do taxes for people in the community who maybe missed the deadline or even have some past years that need caught up on. So we're doing that currently. And we're also already starting our plans for the next year. And the key part of this program is volunteers. And so what the program is we recruit and train volunteers, just regular people out in the community. You don't have to have any financial expertise or tax background. We get you trained and certified as an IRS certified volunteer to be able to do tax returns for free for low to moderate income workers. That's generally any household that earned $60,000 or less qualifies, and that's, you know, close to 70% of households in Lorain County qualify for this service. And we have, in a typical year, multiple sites where people can come in by appointment, certain days by walk-in, and get their taxes done for free. And we do over 3,000 returns. We bring back nearly $2 million to Lorain County and save about $400,000 in filing fees from, you know, people not having to pay to get their taxes done. Now, last year, obviously, everything looked totally different. And we closed the sites, but we did some drive-through drop-off. We're still kind of preparing for multiple scenarios for this upcoming tax season. But regardless of what it looks like, we can't do it without volunteers. And so we're asking people just for more, if they want to get more information, go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org. We actually have a special landing page, uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer-today. And that'll get you all the information on the program, get you in touch with our volunteer team who can get you more information, and you don't have to make a decision today. But I think as you learn more about the program, you'll be interested. And the key piece for me as a volunteer myself in this program is they kind of said, hey, Ryan, you don't have to be great at taxes, which I'm not. They said, if you know how to work a computer and you're comfortable plugging numbers into a software and you like people, you'll be a great volunteer. And that's exactly what it is. So I encourage people to check it out and get involved.
Talking today with President, CEO, and great volunteer Ryan Aroney this morning, United Way of Greater Lorain County. You have a week of impact coming up in December. Is this tell me about this, and is this the time of the, do you ever have these at this time of the year, or is this just, you know, the way things are going? You have, you figure out different plans for helping the community.
Yeah, it's new. We're adapting. We've done some weeks of caring and impact in the past, but this is new for this time of year. We're doing a few things. First of all, we've been doing a series of community chats, we're calling them, and I've been interviewing panels of local experts around different topics. We've done kindergarten and middle school, and our next one is going to focus on transportation. And so that's on Thursday, December 10th, and it's during the lunch hour from 12:15 to 1 p.m. And we're going to just talk about what United Way is doing and how we're partnering with others to try to bring coordinated transportation into Lorain County. You know, we're good partners with the Move Lorain County Board, and in partnership with Move Lorain County, we have the Mobility Management Program at United Way, which is working on coordinated transportation, so supplementing the existing public transit that we have with other options, ride sharing and active transportation with all the great trails that the Metro Parks have put in, and just making sure that people can get to where they need to get to, whether that's healthcare or education or jobs. And so we'll have a chat about that, and people can actually ask questions themselves, and we'll work that into the conversation. So that's Thursday, December 10th from 12 to 1 p.m. And then we're also doing a coat and sock collection for the winter, and that's Thursday, December 12th through that's December 12th, and then it starts December 12th, and then drop-offs are Tuesdays and Fridays at the United Way office in downtown Lorain between 8 and 4:30. And we'll just ask that the socks are new and coats are new or gently used. This will go throughout that network of 10 collaboratives and 150 partners to make sure people who need socks and coats can get them this winter. So, again, that's actually now through December 12th. Drop off Tuesdays and Thursdays at United Way.
Usually, and then go ahead and continue.
Just a part of that. I'm sorry, I'm rambling here, but as a part of that, we will have some volunteer opportunities, kind of pending the safety guidelines. We may have an announcement this evening. Pending safety guidelines, we'll have some sorts, and there's opportunities to get involved on our website, uwlorainecounty.org. So as those donations come in, volunteer safely, socially distant, with masks on. Having their own workstation, we'll be able to sort through those so we can get them out to people in need.
Talking with Ryan Aroney of United Way of Greater Lorain County. Ryan, as the leader of United Way of Greater Lorain County, you kind of have to sort of, while people are sort of dealing with things that are happening now, you have to sort of look towards the future. What are your plans looking for next year, and how are you kind of putting out some sort of an agenda or, an idea of what to help in 2021? How are you kind of formulating that plans, or what ideas have you thought about at this point?
Yeah, it's such a great question, and it's interesting from a leadership standpoint. That I heard from a person I really trust who advised me to say, thinking about the future and what are we going to do when we get through this is important, and we need to do that. But also, we can't lose sight of leadership in our current environment, and let's not look past current, because we need to get through this before we can focus on the future. So that's been a balance, especially for me, as a new leader, is, okay, how do we set ourselves up for success in the future, but also make sure we get to the future and continue to do our mission. So that, for me, honestly, has been the focus. And, from a managing an organization standpoint, when you're looking at a budget and trying to forecast fundraising, what does that look like this year, when so many people have been affected by COVID-19? And the response to that is, when United Way is needed most is times like this, when the economy is down and things are going wrong and it's harder for people to donate, that's when our services are needed the most. And so how do we adapt, and how do we get the programming out? And how do we do that in a more efficient way if donations might be down? And going forward, I think we can learn from that. I think, I'm blown away by the compassion of the people in Lorain County. And so many people have reached out to us to ask how they can get involved, whether that's, increasing their donations to help meet the need or volunteering. And I think we can learn going forward on how we've adapted. We've all embraced technology and virtual meetings and virtual programming, and I don't think any of those things are going away. And so that's the balance. Let's focus in this tough year. Let's get through this. Let's make sure people get what they need. And then let's take the things we've learned that have maybe made us better and put those in place as we go forward and move past this.
Ryan Aroney, our guest this morning. UWLorainCounty.org is the place to go. You can go to their Facebook page as well to see what they're up to or how you can become a part and help live united as your slogan so eloquently states. Ryan, we appreciate your this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks a lot. Thanks. It's good talking to you.